The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Hey, grandkids, welcome to another edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. This is your sort of host, Kevin DeFrango. With me this week is our good friend, Jeremy Mays. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, man, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, well, as we do this, I am going to rewatch parts of Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, so well, you should just watch the good parts. You should be done pretty quick.
Yeah, no, I would be. I'd go straight to the Big Show Sheamus match, and I would watch it, and then I would stop watching it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess there goes the format we posted. I mean, you might as well just talk about it. You know, the news you can use, it's a suggested order, I guess. So... Never mind the research I was doing on what was supposed to be first, but, you know, it can wait. So, you know, you expect one thing and something else happens. It's kind of been the whole story the last few days, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, hell, I mean, I think we can still go with the first topic. Why the hell not?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it is the big news. It's, you know, oh, okay, that's what I was wondering. All right, yeah. Hey, let's go with the big news of the day.
Hey, and waiting for you to explain it. I'm like, oh man, what the fuck?
Well, no. I found an answer to one of the questions I was about to pose. So, well, all right. Anyways, the big news isn't the Hurricane Sandy, which actually is that an actual hurricane?
Not anymore, I believe.
So what was it? A Frankenhooker or something? Frankenstorm they were calling it, but
yeah, because it did collide with, like, this giant cold air front that's coming through my neck of the woods. I'm not even trying to pretend that we got anything bad here. It just got really butt-ass cold and rained.
Well, it got bad here, man. It dropped from 75 to, like, 40. That's bullshit. It's October down here. The 45s don't come until January. I mean, I'm sorry people are losing their houses and stuff, but it's cold down here. That's crap. Plants for me. And the Frankenhooker thing, only one person's going to understand that. So that's the inside joke for the show so far. The big news though is Lucasfilm being bought out by Disney for, what was it, $4.5 billion.
Oh yeah. You know what? I still didn't actually look at the news. Like, I just was reading everyone tweeting about it earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually look at a number or anything.
Yeah, it's $4.05 billion, which is what, $4.05 billion? Right? Is that how that would work? 0.05?
Yeah, I think.
Well, what a weird total. I mean, when you're talking billions of dollars, what does $50 million really matter?
Yeah, probably not.
I wouldn't think. But anyways, why I got quiet when I was looking at that is basically everyone thinks that Lucasfilm is just Star Wars, but I'm wondering if it's THX as well and, you know, production studio and all that, I'm sure. But George Lucas did a lot of things. I mean, THX, he was one of the initial investors in Pixar, which makes this a very funny turnaround because Disney supposedly bought Pixar, but the Pixar guys took over the entire animation division. And then, you know, Steve Jobs and Apple was part of the Pixar thing as well. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, and Apple helped out Pixar as well, and Steve Jobs gave Pixar the backing for it, and then let them go off onto their own. So just a weird, it's just a weird world out there. But yeah, so so basically he sold it, and what I was wondering was if the original Star Wars films and those three hunks of shit that came out a few years ago, really yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah, because the last Star Wars movie release was 2005's Revenge of the Sith. That was 7 years ago.
God damn, that was, wasn't it? I was married.
Yeah, well, and my friend Becky hadn't moved to Key West yet. She was awesome because she had, I mean, she had a serious old school Han Solo shirt that she wore to, what was the first one?
The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace, yeah.
Yeah.
Ringed, ringed collar and armbands. It was outstanding.
Yeah. Did you go with us when the Phantom Menace came out?
No, I saw it down here. Because I went with Becky and M, and that might have been it.
Okay, because I know we saw that movie 3 times.
Oh, Ken came with us.
Huh?
Ken.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
I knew there was someone else there. There were 4 of us.
Yeah. Now, I just remember seeing Phantom Menace. So we saw it opening day, or opening midnight screening, back when they were somewhat of an event. Then we saw it at a drive-in, and then we saw it in, like, this is back when the stadium seating was really big. We had to drive out to Canton, and they were the only ones that had the gigantic screens, where we saw Titanic as well, and Jake of it. Ugh, just, to this day, that's still a... But yeah, so we're going to... And now, Disney...
Hey,
Disney's
make sure you're not leaning on your mute button.
I was. No, it's still not blinking. I might have. Whatever. Not like I was saying anything important. which is for the next hour of this show. There's going to be nothing important. But no, they're saying, and part of this deal is George Lucas is becoming hands-off, basically, and they're going to make the next 3 after Star Wars. I'm sorry, after Return of the Jedi. And so the deal came with an extensive treatment for the next 3 movies, which is...
Extensive treatment?
Yeah, basically, it's the outline. This is what we have planned. Because it was always rumored that he had all 9 created.
Right.
In some capacity, which, I'm sorry, that's bullshit. There's no way.
What, that he has all 9 done?
No, that he had them written out. Now, he might have had a rough idea for it.
Right.
But anybody who saw The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith, there's no chance he had those written at the same time. There's absolutely no way.
Or at least we would hope that he did not have them written at the same time, because they would be more garbage.
There was somebody else behind the scenes going, fuck, you gotta start in the middle, dude. Because these first 3 are shit. There's nothing redeeming about these.
No, I've tried to give them, like, somewhat recently here, the last couple of years, I'm like, okay, you know what? I've had some time to calm down. I'm a little bit older. Maybe I'll be able to not think as ill of these. as I do, and I rewatch them, I'm just like, these are awful. Like, I'm just like, there's just not gonna get around it.
Yeah, dude. They had the Phantom Menace on Spike. So first, they dragged that movie out to be like 3.5 hours, almost 4, because of the commercials.
Oh.
And I'm watching a part, and I'm like, you know, Qui-Gon's not too bad. Uwe McGregor, not too bad. Ah, fuck, there's that kid. There's that shitty actor kid. And that's the last thing I think that kid's ever been in. What was his name? Jake Lloyd, I believe it was. I'm checking to see his name. And his, yeah, that's him. He gained worldwide fame. Shouldn't that be notoriety? Let's see, he was in The Phantom Menace in 1999. Come on, IMDb, load up. You're making me look bad here.
Come on, your app needs to be faster.
No, it's my shitty laptop that needs to get replaced. But since money's getting halved right now.
The app.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I do actually have the app on my phone. Oh, shit. Oh, well. Looking at him as an actor, his last thing was 2005 in a movie named Madison. Good, because that's all he deserved, because that kid sucked. That was the worst shit possible. But anyways, but yeah. But then you see that fucking thing. What was the thing with the tail, the tongue, the... Jar Jar Binks.
Oh,
I know, like, this is hack stuff, but it really is terrible.
Yeah, no, I mean, trying to avoid that situation is bad. And the thing is, this is the reason it kind of drives me even more bananas now. I liked both versions of the Star Wars Clone Wars. They had two different cartoon versions, and I'm still watching the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It makes complete sense. You can kind of see Anakin moving towards the dark side as things kind of move along, and how much fight, you know, you kind of, especially, like, I've been watching the, because it's more like a computer animation, the new one that's still going, and, it's been like three or four seasons, and like at this point, I'm like, oh my god! Like it almost sets in. Like this is a long ass war. Like I'm almost feeling tired of the war myself at this point.
Well, you know, wars aren't short, and they're hell on earth, Kevin.
Well, yeah, I mean, they keep on talking about how it's weighing on everyone, this, that, and the other thing when they're actually in the show. So it's considering I'm starting to feel that way, like, I guess I'm buying what they're selling.
Yeah. Well, I think, now, one thing to get back to this thing, because the Clone Wars, what was it, is it Jendi Tartakovsky, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
They had that short, like, what, five-minute episode series for the leading up to Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, he did that, and then he did a full season, too, or a couple of seasons.
Yeah, they had that it, like, the serialization of it was way more effective than the movies.
That's, like I said, that's part of the reason why it's maddening. It's just like, oh my gosh, like, this is fun and enjoyable. I don't understand why your movies suck.
Yeah, well, because they were... And all, like, in actual valid criticism, they're meandering. Instead of just going with what would work, Anakin being just an evil guy. You know, I know there's, like, the tragedy or whatever, but you should have never seen him as a child. That was embarrassing. You know? I mean, most kids turn shitty when they're 15, 16, 17 years old, and they ruin people's lives, basically. That would have been way more realistic. Instead of showing him as a
lucky
kid, and now he's fucking a girl that's way older than him, even though all of a sudden they look the same age by the second movie. And... No, they should have just shown Anakin as... what was the guy? Hayden Christensen. And just shown him as, like... kind of like dickhead sort of guy, you know, not like totally evil at heart,
right?
But like his in the second one should have been his foundation in the first one, and gone from there. Now you could have still had the exact same thing with the Sand People or the Tusken Raiders, whatever they're called. They were Sand People to begin with, but I don't know. The narrative was totally messed up that way. He started at the wrong place, and he made it too cutesy. So, there was no coming back from that. But then, there's been rumors for years, and this goes back to the serialization you were talking about, there were rumors that, and not rumors, but they were confirmed that they were working on an actual live-action Star Wars television show.
Oh.
With new characters, the same universe but new characters, and it was but it was still going to take place during the Clone Wars. So, going to what you're saying, dude. Yeah, you're talking about how they're saying how everything's weighing on them and this and that. But the movies don't showcase that at all.
I mean, not at all.
And that's why I think there's so much space in there, no pun intended, but there's so much of a time frame there that needs to be exploited. So it makes me wonder if, you know, because they're doing a Marvel TV show, because in case whoever aren't giant nerds, and I'm the comic guy, just in case, you know, I know you and Eric were talking about comics. I think it was the last show.
Yeah, no, I probably did that whole thing a disservice.
Yeah, because you said we went on Thursday, we went on Fridays for comics, we went on Wednesdays. Wednesday's new comic day.
Well, you know.
Because Annie always had, if you remember her, she had the, what was it, ROTC?
Oh, yeah.
And you, me, and Miriam, old Tits McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
And we just yell at her as she was out there with her squadron, whatever the hell they're called, squad, platoon, that's it. So I lost my train of thought going on that, but no.
Sorry. Yeah, it needs some type of, so there might be a TV show, is what you're saying.
Makes sense, because Marvel is now under Disney. They've got Lucasfilm and the rights to the characters and intellectual property, but not the actual films. That's who Fox retained those. So your ABC programming could be really geek-tastic, man. I mean, they basically stole Fables and called it Once Upon a Time. And Fables is a comic.
Okay.
They're coming to a field television show that basically acts as a cohesive unit for the rest of the movies in the Marvel Universe movies. And spoiler, Clark Gregg's coming back as Agent Coulson, which totally nullifies his role in the creation of the Avengers, but hey, whatever. But then you can have a Star Wars television show as well, and then they're going to have a new movie by 2015, and they're going to have another one every 2 to 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
And, I mean, obviously they have another trilogy lined up, but the way they're talking is they're going to try and do it like a James Bond sort of thing, where you just keep pumping out a new one every 2 to 3 years.
Hey, I mean, if you're going to make money, you know, you can't argue with the formula, I suppose.
Sorry, popped me in a Tosh.0 and some dude just fell off a cliff. Wow. That thing totally blew my train of thought, if you think about it, Star Wars came out in 74? 5?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, it's something in that area, because I think it was a couple of years before I was born.
So, 75, I guess?
For,
75, it came out.
Okay.
No. 77 is when it came out. That's 35. Okay, yeah, 77. So you got to think, I was 3, and what, you were 2?
1.
Yeah. Now, the movie that came out when we were in the before 5s, whatever group that would be, and it still goes strong, and kids that are that age now know what Star Wars is. That's incredible. So it makes sense that you'd spend $4.05 billion, I mean, for the merchandise alone. Shit. Go to your toy aisle, and there's still Star Wars stuff everywhere. So if they create a new round of
games,
holy shit, man. They'll make that back in a heartbeat. But
Yeah, that is not shocking to me. Like, I have recently gotten to explore the boys section of the toys with finally having some nephews. And, I see that stuff all the time. And I got, one of my friends, I got him a Lego set that was, Star Wars.
Yeah, those are weak though, dude. You gotta run this stuff by me. They're cool. I mean, the kids are going to like them.
Yeah. I'm buying them for a kid. Dude, he hates Legos.
No. What I was getting at was, you remember when we Legos together? Well, this makes me sound really cranky, which, okay. You remember when Legos came out? You had to build everything. If it was a winged...
Yeah.
You had to get, like, the thin sheet, then you had to build it up to make it structurally sound, and the directions were, like, 100 pages. Now, they just, here's your wing part. It's like, well, there's no fun in this. Like, the Harry Potter sets, the walls just come together. And it's like that for everything, because when we were in college, I got the Star Wars Legos, too, and they did the same thing. They were just big pieces.
Oh.
It was just odd. So.
Yeah, no, I've kind of been interested and kind of tempted. Because they have a couple that are famous buildings in architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And it...
those look like sons of bitches, actually. Because those are like the old ones.
But I think they give you directions that, and they're ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easy three digits, and I'm like, nah, I don't need them that bad.
Well, Legos weren't cheap when we were a kid either. But now you get it's like less intricate, but the same price.
Oh, okay.
Like there's less pieces, but you're keeping it at the same price. Like, well, that doesn't seem fair. Oh, I was trying to do a chip. God damn it! That don't make no sense. That was it. But all right. Well, enough Star Wars shit. That went on way longer than I anticipated. So. So what was next on the news you can use?
The big fallout of Hell in a Cell to me was the Ryback CM Punk match.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that at this juncture we're a little late on the train, but we have more information that can tie in here. So,
well, that's what we usually do on the site. We post stuff, but then we go back to it once we have more information, because it's actually called investigating. It's not investigating at all, because we didn't do any of it. It's just called responding with more information. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We just wait for other people to report.
Exactly. And then we credit them and then goof on their reporting. So, oh, well.
What? I'd never do such a thing.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like, where do you even want to start with the Ryback stuff, though, man? I mean, it's funny, not everyone,
Dusty thinks he should have gotten the belt. I think basically when Eric and I did the show last week, we both felt that he wasn't that guy to do that. Which part of the stunt granny divide are you on here?
I was with Dusty.
Gotcha.
It's... If this would have happened in December, Ryback would have won. I think that's what got lost is we're not in that experiment phase yet. Because remember, come December, January, leading the Royal Rumble is usually when they put the belt on somebody to give them a trial run.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting Ryback to win, but I really thought he should have. And, I mean, what could go worse? The pay-per-view buys stay the same? The ratings continue to go down? You know?
There's a lot of upside that could be in there.
Because I failed to mention that. I was going to say something to you last week when I was listening to the show. About you and Eric talking about Ryback, and I just disagreed with you guys. It's like, what's Punk supposed to do? And I guess they want to make him strong for The Rock at Royal Rumble, I guess.
I think that, your experiment period is being thrown off because of The Rock.
Yeah. Well, I also think the experiment period is on SmackDown this time. I think it's the World Championship that's getting the experiment run. Don't be surprised to see Ziggler cash it in soon.
Oh.
Because it's getting on time for that.
Well, and that was the thing that was a little bit surprising. They mentioned it during the pay-per-view, and he'd been saying it for a couple of weeks coming up to Hell in a Cell, but then he didn't end up doing anything with it. Like, he didn't even get one of those come down and get clocked over the head.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or, you know, something goes wrong so he still doesn't end up cashing it in. Like, yeah. Nothing of the sort happened, and that was, to me, that was something that didn't get dwelled on too much that kind of sucked about the whole thing. You know, like, even if he had tried, like, not even in just, like, the, you know, the sense that I want to see him win just because he went to Kent State, but, you know, yeah, if you want to, that's another thing to do, like, if you want another champion... why not pull that card out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, well, no, he's been holding on to that briefcase now for how long? I mean, I know it's not been a year, but it's been 6 months or something like that. Like,
well, I think that's because you've been conditioned to expect the Money in the Bank to get cashed immediately. They haven't had a slow build except for Edge, I think. He probably had one of the longest builds for it. So I think we're just conditioned to go, well, why hasn't he cashed it in yet? I mean, you know, they used to make a big deal that you have one calendar year from doing it, from winning it to turn it in. So,
right.
It does seem a little long-winded, but I think that's part of the reason. I mean, hell, didn't Jack Swagger cash it in, like, I know it was on a SmackDown, but it was the Tuesday after he won it, didn't he?
Yeah, because it was, what's his name?
Jericho,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, he won it at the pay-per-view, yeah, and he lost mm-hmm. it on SmackDown.
Yeah, so, but in that case, and I know it was Swagger and it didn't work, but that's kind of why I wouldn't have minded Ryback winning. I know we got off Ryback.
Oh, right.
Just something totally different. I don't think anybody really expected CM Punk to lose. And it was like, well, they got to come up with some sort of screw job finish, or, you know, you got to come up with some sort of shenanigans. Well, what was wrong with Punk just losing? You know, and I know Jericho, you know, like Jericho covered it, and he was very smart about it. I don't know. Did you see that Kevin Sullivan like shoot interview? It was like a 10-minute thing talking about the Goldberg build him up and then him losing.
Yeah.
And Sullivan made a very good point about, you know, when they wanted him to lose, he didn't agree. But if they're going to have him lose cleanly. You know?
Oh.
And it was, don't do the shenanigans. They were going to have him miss the spear, if I remember this right. He was going to miss the spear, something he had never done. And that was going to turn it into be the end of the match, or he's going to miss it twice, something like that. And then he said that people would have an easier time accepting, you know what? This guy had a bad night. He made a mistake, and it cost him. Just like real sports, you know?
Oh.
Like, team decides to not hit.
Yeah.
you get two hits in a game, damn near gets shut out by a guy who, or gets shut out by a guy who had an 11 ERA going into the game, and some guy throwing 70 miles an hour and you can't hit it. I mean, you know, it would mimic a real atmosphere of an athletic contest, if you will. So I wouldn't have minded Ryback just straight up losing. And oh. You know,
yeah, no, that I mean, that was the other thing that just kind of drove me bananas about the whole situation. Like, they could have just, like, they didn't, to me, they just didn't make a decision. Like, they just punted. And yeah. That's the other thing that, in a way, is driving me crazy about Survivor Series, is that with CM Punk and Ryback tied up, or I don't know if it's driving me crazy. I don't know if they think that maybe this is their way of giving Ryback a little more time to grow with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And have him in a Survivor Series match against the guy who he'll take on in December then.
Yes, but I get the feeling it's, and they like doing this too in December, is it'll be a triple threat with John Cena in there as well.
Oh.
Unless they're trying to build some sort of Ziggler thing with him, you know, because since he pushed him down Monday. I did see that part.
Oh, yeah, no. That was kind of interesting. Hey, it wouldn't bother me to keep John away from the title even longer, but Lord only knows that he's not going to give Dolph Ziggler a win.
No, and that's the other point, is they haven't built up Ziggler at all for this Money in the Bank thing. It just doesn't seem like they have any real clue of what to do with the talent they have. And Ryback seems to be one of those things. And, you know, people still chant Goldberg.
It was quite clear in the pay-per-view on Monday.
Yeah. And it's not necessary, obviously, because there are glaring differences between the guys.
One had an awesome finisher that fit his physique. The other guy has a gay-ass finisher.
Okay, I will say this. When he was on top of the cage with Punk and he gave him the shell shock or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That kind of gave me a pause, like, ooh, only because of the danger factor of the fencing. So when he did that, it was like, oh, shit, just waiting for it to break through, which I know
yeah.
you do, but that was the only time that move looked dangerous, ever.
But, yeah, and it was because he was on top of the cage, and you just, I just saw Mick Foley falling through, like.
Yeah, but in a bad way, because, like, I feel they were unprepared, but, you know, it's also our arrogance that WWE wouldn't have that thing reinforced.
Oh.
To the nines, you know.
Well, luckily CM Punk is not that big of a guy. So,
no.
That part helps.
And I think that would have... Punk going over cleanly on Ryback.
Yeah, no, I wanted just a... I just wanted a decision more than I cared one way or the other. Like, at the end of the night, it just drove me bananas that they completely punted.
Yeah,
they had a chance, and I mean, right. I guess it might help to build up him for a little bit longer, but man, just drop it. Do it now.
Uh-huh. And the one thing Dusty pointed out to me, and I thought the same thing, is it Brian Maddox? Is that his name?
Brad Maddox.
Maddox, okay.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a toupee? That hair does not look real at all. And even Dusty said something.
I don't think it's toupee.
Well, his hair's terrible, so it has nothing to do with anything other than I wanted to point that out. but yeah, I just think that was just a giant disappointment. It showed a real lack of creativity.
Yeah.
And no one seemed to be happy with it. But then, conversely, though, if Punk would have won, would everyone be... If Ryback would have won, would everyone just be complaining he's not ready, he's too green, he's not going to have good matches? I mean...
Yeah, no, they would have, because I was trying to stop short of saying that last week.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's not true, but it just seems like, you know, there's no satisfying anybody. They're going to try and get someone, and then you bitch about it. Because it's not the story you want. Well, you know what? No one wanted The Rock to begin with. I think that worked out pretty well. So,
yes, it did.
And then the ones they try to make stars that you really don't want, don't have the choice of it.
Okay.
I did hit the mute button that time. So. Nothing again. Yeah, that's what the whole 45 minutes of the show has been so far. So. but they kind of try to make up for it by having Ryback destroy everybody on Punk's Survivor Series team.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they maybe give him the Ken Shamrock treatment.
Yeah, what did you think about him talking?
Well, they're still not giving him a whole lot of anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what there is to say. You know, it's like, okay. Like, at some point, the guy's going to have to lay off the intensity to get a character across.
But, no, but do you think he should be talking? That was my actual question, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Right. When he did talk, though, he had nothing to say.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I get, if they're going to stay with the super intensity, I say, you know, just leave him. Leave him be, you know what I mean? Like, don't make him talk that much.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Like, I mean, I don't give a shit.
You
know, there are some guys that it seems like they can get over without really saying a whole lot. So, just see what happens. At some point, like I said, at some point he'll have to. So, I mean, he'll just get boring if he's just steaming mad, blubbering at the TV guy for too long.
Yeah, I just, when he talked, I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. And then it was just your generic crap, you know?
Yeah.
He said, and that was the problem, just like, ugh. But,
yeah, but I mean, you don't expect that type of a guy to be, you know, all brains or anything like that.
No, I don't mind, like, I wasn't expecting him to be Damian Sandow talking, you know?
Right.
Where he's just quoting Shakespeare or something. I mean, but I just didn't, it was just generic. There was no passion to it. You know, you could just tell there were lines. They're like, Skip, you got 4 lines. Can you remember them? Yeah, I can do that. All right, go out. But I don't know. I think that's really all I got on that. It just, now, it doesn't even peter out. It's just literally that was it, you know?
Yeah, no, I just felt like it needed to be talked about. Well, and I guess I kind of referenced it in the talk there earlier. What do you think about them going with the Survivor Series form?
I think it's a cop-out. They've had a title match. No, they didn't have a title match last year, did they? They had Cena and The Rock teaming up against Miz and R-Truth. That was the main event, wasn't it? Yeah, goddamn, I forgot about that. I don't know. I don't mind the traditional Survivor Series stuff, but there aren't any feuds going. Like, they put everybody in a feud in that match.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what the other guys are going to do. Either that, God forbid, they build up some feuds.
And I guess the problem, especially now, the problem with, just in general, with tag matches, outside of the tag team division, what's the point of tag team matches? They still don't care about wins and losses for the most part.
Oh, yeah, especially when a team that loses the night before gets to play against the team that won.
I mean, Dusty pointed it out. I mean, I remember as a kid, like, The Rockers slowly going through. And I was like, wait, these guys are the AWA Tag Team Champions. What the hell's going on? And they fought. I mean, they were just meandering, kept going and going. And then, you know, they kind of started getting hot, and then they broke them up for the better. But, I mean, like, you remember the tag teams back then? They had the Killer Bees, the Rougeaus. I'm trying to think of, like, the teams that were there but didn't get, like, that as far as I remember, weren't tag team champions. The Killer Bees never won a title.
Oh, hell no.
I think the Rougeaus did on, like, a house show swap. They won them, then lost them, if I remember right. But then, like, you had your dominant teams, and you had those teams that got that built up to win them, and Dusty was just nailed it. So, the bigger problem going forward, though, is tag team matches don't matter for shit. Now you're going to tell me that a tag team match involving 8 guys or 10 guys that have nothing to do with each other are suddenly, I'm supposed to be like, oh, wow, this is really important. You know? I guess that's my problem with the traditional Survivor Series matches now. There's no point.
They should stay obsolete.
Yeah, or, you know, run or write your show better so that you're like, wow, all these guys are going to be in the same match. These feuds, and then, you know, the one before, like, you know, the king in his court versus the hearts or whatever. You know, just something.
Oh, okay.
But, no, it's like, it's Punk, Del Rio, the primetime players?
Sandown Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong side. And then who else was there? And then one more? Yeah, somebody else.
The Miz.
Oh, yeah. And then you got what? Kofi, blah, 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 blah. And then the big reveal, Ryback. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, when CM Punk just looked like a complete dumbass when he said that, it's just mm-hmm. like, what the fuck do you think, dude? You actually thought Mick Foley was going to wrestle? Like, that is the dumbest thing you have ever mentioned.
Yeah.
For a guy that is usually very observant, that was a major fox pox.
Yeah, who's very consistent.
Right.
Yeah. So, it seems to be like he's going to play like the old school chicken shit heel, which is fine. But, I don't know. It kind of goes against the character. But, you know, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, they're trying to make people hate him.
Yeah.
It's working somewhat well.
Yeah, I don't think it's been a horrible failure, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, in this day and age, it seems they're getting about as many boos as they're going to get.
Yeah, well, I mean, and also it all depends on who you're going against. And really, that the crowd, that it was Long Island, wasn't it? 2 weeks ago? Were they in New York, I think it was? They were cheering like Cody Rhodes and Sandow.
Oh, yeah.
Even Sandow and Rhodes were like, what the hell? And then just started playing to the crowd, which is fine because Sandow's great. I don't understand why I'm glad they're doing it, giving him a tag role, because he'd be in no man's land right now.
That is the other bad part, is that some of their guys that could fill the mid-card are now all in tag teams because they're trying to do something with the tag team division. Because as I'm sitting here, Rey Mysterio could be used in the singles division.
He pissed somebody off, huh? That third drug test, really, or second, whatever it was, really pissed them off.
Yes, it did.
But
it annoyed the piss out of them.
Yeah. Well, what I was getting at with the Sandow thing,
uh-huh.
like, you know, and this guy's not languishing, but I just wanted to at least bring this up. Wade Barrett, they built up with these promos. Come back, beat some nobodies. But then they immediately put him in the ring with Sheamus, and they immediately put him in the ring with Randy Orton. And he loses. I don't remember guys being built up, except for Kangaroo Jack. Or what was his name? Outback Jack. But, I mean, he's the only guy that I can remember that they have all these promos for, and then he comes out and loses. Well, what's the goddamn point of building him up if you're just going to job him out, like, a month later?
Yeah, and only so many really good matches against top-notch opponent. Like, if he had just lost to one of those guys and then mm-hmm. kept on going on a tear against other people, would have been perfectly fine by that. You know,
yeah.
It's just like, okay, he's not quite there yet. That's good. He gets a tainted win over them, then gets a clean loss.
Yeah,
I can handle that. And then just stop it at Sheamus and just let him beat a couple other guys.
Yep.
instead they just have him lose again. It's just like,
Sheamus matches. I mean, they were pounding each other. That was fun.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I even thought he had a couple of pretty good matches with Randy Orton.
He did, but it's what you're saying. No, it shouldn't have happened. Or, should have.
No, it shouldn't have at all.
Spirit should have beat Randy Orton last night. And this is kind of on that level, but it's also a larger scale of Orton just had a match with Del Rio. He should have been worn down physically, mentally. The announcer should have gotten that over, and Wade Barrett should have won.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did because he was working on his arm the whole time. But it's still one of those things that to me, and I was thinking about it a lot there last night, was that there is never any time where the injury actually costs people the match.
Yep.
And it drives me bananas. It's just like, no, it should cost them the match sometime. They're injured. You know, a couple injuries here and there in any other sport. It's just like, oh, yeah, this team's great. They lose, a guy or something, and they're not so great anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like...
There's such a stigma on baby faces losing, and there always has been, but it seems more so now. Baby faces are protected, I mean, to the nth degree, a ridiculous degree.
Yeah, no, because I think that's part of the reason why the Attitude Era worked is that the heels got over on a consistent basis, I felt like, then.
Mm.
Or at least more often than they are now.
Yeah. But again, in my head, and just what I'm thinking is if we go in that route with the babyface protection. And what you're saying is that how the injuries are never factored in.
Oh, wow. We completely got off of that topic.
No, but it's all a combination of you can have legitimate excuses for your big star losing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no reason to have the babyfaces protected so much. If you got a guy
you're double bagging.
Yeah. No, just whatever. what else we got left? I don't even remember.
The only thing we have left, since we did touch on Wade Barrett already and Survivor Series, is Mad Libs.
Hmm.
That's the other real topic we have. But, we cannot pull that off.
Mad Libs off the way for another day, which is fine. So
it is in the we did want to do a little crowd participation, so maybe since I have this posted right now, we'll put it up so that we can get people to join in this fun next week.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
because
really...
at worst, if I'm not on, I can pass the Mad Lib itself along.
Well, no, because if you pass the Mad Lib on, then we'll see it. That's no fun.
Hmm.
Wait, what were you talking about? Passing the Mad Lib on?
Oh, if I'm not on the show, I can give it to somebody so that they know where to fill in the words.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to type it in, but that's okay. I can do that.
When's the election? I'm not voting this year because I don't care. The extreme apathy.
Next Tuesday. Next week.
Oh, okay. Gary Johnson's not going to win, so what's the point? Yeah, and it's a wasted vote. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah,
there's not enough people that even know who he is, let alone that are going to vote for him. So,
well, I live in the state evidently now. So,
oh, is it you guys? I thought Iowa and Florida were.
No, we're still evidently the key swing state this year.
Hmm.
So I've been seeing ads for entirely too long. Entirely. And hearing them, too.
See, that's the thing. I'll see the ads, but I never get to hear them because I'm at the gym.
Well, it's not from that. I use Pandora at the gym.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
That? Oof.
Yeah, because some of the other ones don't work as well, and I don't have anything ripped into, like, an iTunes account or anything like that.
No. Oh.
Well. And I like having a little bit of a variety, so, I mean, that doesn't really bother me too much.
No, I've got all the music on the phone or whatever else, so I don't listen to any of that, but it... I don't know. There's a general, was it malaise?
Uh-huh.
That's just overwhelmed me. Whatever. the only like ballot measure or measure on the ballot, whatever.
Right.
If they had retroactive abortions, that'd be fine. You know what? We fucking missed this one. All right, come here. It's essentially a by-choice death penalty, you know? Like, you know what? You weren't supposed to be here. I made a horrible mistake. Thunk. And you can, you know, once you put the paperwork in, it'll have to go to a council or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, you know, you make a strong case. Yeah, this one probably shouldn't have made it through. And then they just take them to a chamber and, you know, politely get rid of them.
I mean, do you get to pick how the death happens, or is that up to each state's...
Confirm they're dead. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And then they just give a, like, you know, I guess you'd have to have, like, a consensus between the parents or something, you know? But if, like, if it's, like, a deadbeat dad sort of situation, you just go, you know, never saying it. So, mom could just toss it in the, use it from stem cells.
Yeah, well.
You know? Yeah. Can you do that with old kids, or is it only with, like, little fetus abortions?
I think you can do that with old kids.
Hmm. Oh, no, I'm talking, like, 17, 18-year-old people. I mean, hell, all the way up to, like, 80. I guess your parents are dead by then, so you can't really do that. But, you know, just the parents should have... No, I'm going to skip it. it's just, I don't have the... I've got the energy. I just don't want to...
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'll end up slipping and saying something I'm not supposed to. So once I actually have my wits about me with the entire thing, then we'll let everyone know what I'm talking about. But it may be better just to do that with Eric anyways.
You don't need to sully my name in the process.
No. But, and plus we don't have enough time. If we didn't have enough time for Mad Libs, we sure shit wouldn't have enough time for that too.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time going towards the entertainment here, so
oh well.
Yep.
Yeah, a little too long on Star Wars. Probably for what didn't occur to me was the audience that we have probably knows all that information anyways. Yeah, it's not like we're talking like a new person, ever, judging by our stats on the site. Unless Dusty posts an epic post, which, oh, for anyone who hasn't read or gone to the site, if you just get this through iTunes, Stunt Granny on iTunes, so I don't have to plug it later, go to the site, stuntgranny.com, and Dusty, I've always said this, Dusty's the most creative, smartest, well, he's not the smartest, but I'm not going to stroke the ego too much there. Well, when Dusty's writing, it's just embarrassing. And... go read his Dusty's blog, Where WWE Went Wrong with Hell in a Cell. It's long, it's extensive, and it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Just,
well, you're not the poor schlub that had to follow it up with his regular weekly review that he's realized he's in a world of hurt.
Yeah,
when he does it.
Well, yeah. Let's see how this works out. I wanted to see this. Yeah. You've got me talking about Hogan. Wielding a large pimp hand, Dusty's incredibly thorough and thoughtful blog posting, you doing a review, Eric posting a picture of Beth Phoenix, which, thank you, and some videos, and then Stone Cold E.T., because apparently Eric wasn't around 4 weeks ago when we put it on the Facebook page, but, you know, whatever. Actually, he wouldn't have been. I guess he would have been kind of busy with his wedding, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep. That was it.
But,
Didn't think about that.
But go read the thing. Go tell people about it. Tell them to come there. Just whatever you do, read the thing, tell people about it, and credit Dusty. And just don't sell someone to do it, and then they take it and claim it as their own, because that'd be a bunch of bullshit. So, so yeah, so there's that. Sorry, I got distracted by Tosh.0. Have you ever seen the guy in the animatronic raptor outfit?
No, I don't really watch that show consistently. Okay.
No, this is the guy that goes around to schools and stuff, and he acts like a raptor. And he brought it into his writer's room, and it's a life-size raptor costume, but there's a dude in there. So reminds me, I don't think we talked about this before we wrap up. You know Jurassic Park, the raptors in there?
Uh-huh.
That wasn't CGI? I posted it on my Facebook page, but...
They were not CGI?
Those were people. Acting out the raptor role.
Oh. I had no idea.
That's why the raptors hold up so damn well. Like, that whole part in the kitchen at the end where they, like, move in and then, like, sniff and then pull back and do all the... Like, those were people doing that.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook somewhere. I was blown away.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That was incredible shit. It's on, I guess there's a Blu-ray of it. It's coming out soon, and it's or it has one of the two, and it has like behind the scenes stuff, and that's one of them or one of the pieces.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's just incredible. So, but yeah, I just figured we'd mention that. So,
cool.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, you want the very end, or do I get the very end?
I guess I can do it. Why not? All right, this is plug time. Let me get some water here. And...
You like to do that. You're plug man.
Yeah, all right. So, questions, comments, problems, issues, whatever, you can email us at stuntcranny@gmail.com. Someone will read it. We'll reply. You can post in the comment sections, actually, which people do every once in a while, which is nice. It means at least lets us know we had people reading. Unless it's you're making fun of a guy who can barely breathe and just wants to go meet Hulk Hogan. But there's that. we have a Facebook page, which we sparsely use, but we still have one. It's Stunt Granny. Just look it up. You want to subscribe to the show on iTunes, look for Stunt Granny, even though I plugged it again. It'll automatically download as long as we check the right boxes. So as soon as you open iTunes, it'll come down. It's just pretty cool. Follow us on Twitter, @StuntGranny. I'm Granny Maze. Kevin is DeFrango11. Dusty is Dusty Giebink. Eric uses a Stunt Granny one because he has to protect his professional life so he doesn't get fired and lose his house and marriage because Carly, I mean, let's face it, if he's unemployed, she's fucking out of there. And she's taking the dog with her. So. So.
Oh, Tilly.
Yeah, Tilly. you know,
to throw the dog under the bus.
You know, when we started this site, and it, you know that when we were at Pro Wrestling Torch, Eric and Dusty were in school. Eric was about 100 pounds heavier. No chicks, nothing. We were both. Nah, you got married before I did, but I eventually got married. And it's just funny how far it's come to where the fat guy is now the skinny guy, and he's married with a dog named Tilly. So much other shit that's gone on. But just the fact Eric Nelson has a dog named Tilly, and it's not like one of those yippy dogs either.
No, it isn't.
So there's the plugs.
Oh my gosh.
Yes?
Okay, yeah, you can also go to my Instagram if you want to. I just got a good dog picture, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, Instagram, I'm Granny Maze. So.
Yeah, DeFrango11, so it doesn't... My name never changes. It's always there. Yeah.
Same one, too. So, but yeah, so you can look for dog pictures, pictures of the sky for me. I mean, empty beer glass.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I do a whole lot of beer pictures, so.
None of me, so don't worry about ever seeing me, because no one wants to see that, I know, so. you guys have a good night. Thanks for listening, Dave, whatever time you listen.
Okie doke, grandkids. I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer. You have a good evening. Cause the sermon's